We're talking high school football here on KSOM. We're talking Viking football, the head coach for AHSTW, G.G. Harris. And, coach, a tough loss this past week to Carroll Kemper, but they're obviously a good football team. You got another good football team that you got to face this week as you head to Underwood. Your thoughts overall here on your 2-1 team?
Yeah, no, we're very proud of our start. That was a really tough football game. That was a really good high school football game the other day. You know, Kemper's really well coached. They executed very well in the second half. And we fought. We competed for four quarters. We just kind of missed out there. But still very pleased with how we played. We know that there's still a lot of room for improvement, though, too. So we haven't played our best football yet. So, you take the good and the bad, and we continue to reflect and move forward. And we're going to need that because we go right into, another big week here where we go to Underwood. And it's another – really quality opponent that's had, they've also had a really tough start to the season as far as just quality of the opponents. And so both teams are going to be battle tested. Got a lot of respect for Coach McKelson and their coaching staff over there and what they do. And so we know that they're going to be well prepared, well coached, and looking forward to another quality opponent.
You know, I knew this was a tough start to the season, but as we've gone along, I didn't realize it was this tough. Tri-Center, you had to come from behind to win that one. I think they're better than what people realize. They've been a big surprise. Riverside is really good, one of their best running backs around the area, and the Gordon kid, and it's a rivalry game. Kemper is really good. Underwood, they're historically, the most amount of losses they've had in a season the last several years has been two. Trainer has been ranked at times this year until they got upset by Tri-Center. Just how do you approach just the gauntlet of this schedule as you go along?
Yeah, that's just exactly what it is. It is the gauntlet, and we approach it with like, okay, how prepared can we be? The more prepared we are, the more confident we can be. And at the same time, just remember that they're high school kids and we want to go out there and have a lot of fun and compete really, really hard. And so right now for us, we relish in it. We're excited about the opportunities. We're going to try to make the games not bigger than what they are. And we're going to try to continue to have fun doing it. And when you're presented with the opportunities that we have with our non-district schedule, and then you go right into our district play with an Underwood and a Trainer, you look at that two different ways, a lot of pressure. And you can fold under that, or you can look at it as an opportunity. And I think we're looking at that as an opportunity to not just prove to ourselves, but just prove that, like, hey, this is a game that we love to play. We love to coach. Let's go out there and work hard together and put ourselves in a position to win a ball game at the end of the day.
Sternberg got another big game for you. I mean, he couldn't get the W even though he ran for 235 and four touchdowns. It's just you look back to that week one and you say that's got to be an aberration, and he's been running hard ever since, Coach. How are you seeing Luke and the running game?
Yeah, well, that's just a good way to put it. We know that we needed to evolve from week one. We weren't sure what that was going to look like, and some of it was by design, and some of it also just for injuries, and just we needed to evolve in a different direction. And he's done anything we've ever asked him. And he's running harder this year. And that was one of the challenges that we proposed to him. And he's running harder between the tackles. He's playing a little bit with the chip on his shoulder. And I love his approach to the game right now. And, with Camden being injured and the quarterback situation being a little hairy, he's really stepped up into that role too and just taking on more responsibility and finding ways to get other guys involved. And, we're going to continue to find a way to get him the ball and at different points in time in the game from different positions. But we also got a lot of other guys we got to find a way to get included into the game plan. And the more we can spread the wealth and spread out the blows, I guess you could say, the healthier we're going to be and hopefully the longer our season will be too.
So what is the status of Camden Sukup and how soon can you expect him back?
Well, we're expecting him to be back this season. As far as when we're playing, like we tell him, he says he's back this week, which love the kid, and he's a tough kid, but that's probably unrealistic. So we're taking it one day at a time, one week at a time. We're hoping, this would be the end of week one. We're hoping in 4 weeks we'd have him back for maybe those last couple weeks of the season and then hopefully into a nice playoff run. But he's doing what he's supposed to do, rest up. He's going to be doing PT here soon. We're taking it one day, one week at a time. But the plan will be to have him back before the season's over.
So Sternberg's seen some time. Dayton Ausbar has seen some time. What do you see the abilities there of each of them as they rotate the quarterback spot?
Yeah, no, that's just exactly it. I would say two different ones. One's more your tailback wildcat look with Luke, and we're going to – we're going to look a little bit different, but we're also going to trust him to kind of sling it around a little bit and find be in athlete space and find some receivers. And he, you know, he did a pretty good job for the first time out there. And so we're looking for another good practice week for him to kind of open up that passing game to see what, you know, see what his skills and abilities can do there. And Dayton's he's a true freshman. He's a 15-year-old young man who, you know, got his feet wet last Friday night, did a very nice job for us, and it's still a lot to put on him, but we're going to continue to, you know, if you play the way that he did, you're going to continue to find opportunities within the game, and that's kind of what we're looking at right now. Both guys are going to kind of share that position, and depending on how the game goes, will kind of depend on how we use each one of them.
Camper threw for 254 against you. Was how much of a learning experience was that for your defense in the passing game?
Yeah, no, I'm not necessarily happy about that, but, you know, that's a really quality team, so you can't hang your head. You just got to watch the film. You kind of got to go, not necessarily back to the drawing board, but you got to do a little reflecting as a coach. But then also, we talked a little bit on the defensive side of the ball. What do we need to do to shore up some of that stuff? And minus some big plays, we were in a lot of really good positions. So you're never as bad or as good as you think until you go back and watch the film. And, you know, we were in some really good position to make some plays. We just didn't make them. And so now it comes to the point now where you got to execute. That being said, we've got to find a way to increase pressure more on the QB, which I thought we did very, very well early on in the Kemper game. We got to sustain that for four quarters. And then we got to mix up the timing. We can't let those receivers be comfortable and find open space, whether we're in zone or, you know, get off. You know, we got to make it tougher for them to complete their routes when we're man. So we know that there's some things we can improve upon, and Underwood's going to be able to test us right away because they can throw it all over the place. But we've reflected on it. We got a few adjustments, and we got to find ways to increase that pressure on the QB.
Yeah, how different is the Underwood passing game compared to what you saw with Kemper?
I would say very similar. Both teams, you know, I think Kemper does a really nice job with some RPO looks. Underwood, you know, in the past has done a really nice job. They're a little bit different this year than they have been in the past, but I know that's in their game plan. I know that's in their repertoire. You know, they got a quarterback that's got an incredibly strong arm. And so he's got a quick release. He's got a nice whip arm. So he can get balls out a little bit quicker, even though the Baiting kid's a very tough QB. The Luck kid can really get it out quick, and he can throw it vertically down the field with ease. And so for us, we got to be really crucial on getting in people's shorts early, but then also still have some cushion so we, you know, they can't blow the top off on us. So for him, as we, you know, he's got a strong arm. So we got to play top down, inside out. And then, you know, when they want that RPO quick game, we've got to disrupt their timing.
So, I mean, you look at this district and there's you, there's Trainer, there's Underwood, there's probably the top three teams in the district, you know, and the other three are going to be fighting if they win a game. It would definitely be an upset, I would say. So this is, it's way too early to maybe think about playoffs, but again, you have to think about playoffs. I mean, in terms of this opponent, and you know, to get three teams out of this district to make the playoffs is going to be hard. So how is your approach here with this game against the Eagles?
Yeah, no, it's hard not to think about it or talk about it, you know, we're going to take it one game at a time. And, you know, we have the luxury of playing arguably, you know, the top team in the district. You know, no one's knocked them off the last couple of years. So, you know, they're the big dog on top. And so we get an opportunity the first week of district play to play that top dog and to see what that level looks like. And, you know, from our standpoint, we're excited for that. And I think we're finally at a point, too, where we might be at a level where we can compete at that level long enough to maybe we can raise that level. And if we can do that, regardless of the wins and losses or whatever, I think the rest of the season will take care of itself. And, you know, really looking at that with Trainer too. And so we look at it from a standpoint of like, hey, we're going to play really high-level football the first couple weeks of district play. If we can rise to that challenge and we can play high-level football too, we're going to continue to get better as the season goes. So everything else will take care of itself.
Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck this week at Underwood. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thank you.
GG Harris, head coach for AHSTW, with us here on KSOM.